VOA Afrique, dites-le à un ami.
Bonjour, welcome to lesson number 45 of English USA. Dans cette nouvelle leçon d'anglais, Martin Lerner visite une usine de robots, a robot factory, et il parle avec quelques-uns des employés. Vous apprendrez à décrire l'aspect et la fonction d'objets différents, ici des robots, robots. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Regardons un peu le vocabulaire. Factory, usine. Robot factory, usine de robots. Welder, c'est un soudeur. C'est une usine où tous les travailleurs sont des robots. Écoutez le dialogue qui suit.
Good morning, I'm Martin Lerner. I'm the Voice of America reporter.
Good morning, I'm Bernice Little.
May I ask some questions?
Of course.
What do you do, Bernice?
I'm a supervisor. I supervise the shipping.
What does that mean?
We ship robots all over the world. I supervise the people here. We put the robots in wooden boxes. We put addresses on the boxes.
Tell me about the robots. What do they do?
We make many robots. Let's look at these. These robots are for factories. They do the work in factories. These robots are welders.
People are welders too.
Of course. Robots are better than people.
Better than people?
They're better workers. They don't need food. They don't need rest. They don't get sick.
I see, but I don't like the idea.
People are better for some things. Robots are better workers.
They look like people. Tell me about this one. What does it do?
It welds cars. It has long arms.
It doesn't have any fingers.
No, but it has small hands. See this?
I see some tiny holes in the hands.
That's right. The little holes are for the gas. The gas is for welding. It burns. It's very hot.
How does it work?
The car moves slowly. The robot touches the car with its hands. It welds pieces together. The car moves to the next robot. It welds other pieces together.
That's very interesting. Tell what the robot looks like.
It's not tall. It's about 5 feet tall. It has no feet. It's square. It's also very heavy. It has long arms and small hands. It has no head. Its color is silver and black. Stand beside it.
Okay. Why?
It looks like you. You're taller. Look at its arms. They are long, like your arms.
Is it intelligent?
It's intelligent, but it knows only one job. It can only weld. It can't do other work.
What makes it intelligent?
It's really a computer and a machine. The computer is intelligent. It tells the machine its work. The computer tells the machine to weld only those two places. See? One arm welds above, and one arm welds below.
Martin et Bernice parlent du robot soudeur, the welding robot, dans cette usine. Ils sont en train de le décrire, son apparence et comment il fonctionne. Écoutez les phrases suivantes et remarquez comment elles décrivent le robot.
It's not tall. It's about 5 feet tall. It has no feet. It's square. It's also very heavy. It has long arms and small hands. It has no head. Its color is silver and black.
Essayez à votre tour de décrire le robot. Parlez-nous de sa taille, its height. Is it tall? Is it small? Is it short? A-t-il une tête? Does it have a head? La forme de son corps? Is it large? Is it slender? Is it long? Sa couleur? Its color? Pensez-y. Think about it. Describe the robot. It's your turn. C'est votre tour. Martin vous rappellera sa description. Écoutez la liste d'adjectifs et de noms descriptifs à propos du robot.
Square, heavy, intelligent, silver and black, long arms, small hands, not tall, no feet, no head.
Écoutez maintenant les phrases suivantes qui décrivent les fonctions du robot. Rappelez-vous, le robot est intelligent, un ordinateur, a computer, donc c'est une machine, it's a machine. Écoutez Bernice décrire le robot.
It's really a computer and a machine. The computer tells the machine its work. The computer tells the machine to weld only those two places. One arm welds above and one arm welds below.
These robots work on cars. Do robots do other work?
Yes, we make 6 robots. They are similar. I like this one.
Why?
It cleans. It cleans this factory. It moves across the floor and cleans the floor. Its arms clean the tables. We sell these robots all over the world.
Do you have one at home?
No, but I want one.
Voyons le vocabulaire. A robot, un robot. Aux États-Unis, dans les grandes usines, the factories, on utilise des robots. Beaucoup de robots. Qu'est-ce que sont les robots? En fait, les robots, ce sont des ordinateurs. Computer. A computer, un ordinateur. A robot, un robot. Un robot, un ordinateur, en fait, ce sont des machines. Une machine. A machine. A robot is a computer and a machine. Dans ce cas-là, le robot travaille dans une usine. The robot works in a factory. It works as a welder. Il travaille en tant que soudeur. It works as a painter. Il travaille comme peintre. It works as a cleaner. Il travaille comme nettoyeur. Conséquence, hence. C'est-à-dire par conséquence, hence. Hence, the robot is a welder. The robot is a painter. And the robot is a cleaner. In this factory, dans cette usine. Puisque le robot est un objet, une machine, it's a machine, c'est neutre. Pour parler du robot, on va utiliser it. Donc, on conjugue le verbe to weld. The robot welds cars. It welds. The robot paints cars. It paints. The robot cleans cars. It cleans. It welds. It paints. It cleans. What does a robot do? It welds, it paints, it cleans. En ce qui concerne des adverbes, c'est-à-dire qui décrivent quelque chose qui a à voir avec un verbe, dans ce contexte, c'est un autre robot, a robot. A robot that moves, c'est un robot qui bouge. This robot moves. It moves. Quand il s'agit de mouvement, on pense tout de suite direction. Okay, let's go over the movements of the robot. Regardons bien le mouvement du robot. Let's go over the movement of the robot. The robot moves sideways. Il y a un S sur sideways parce qu'il y a plusieurs côtés. Il y en a deux. The robot moves sideways. It moves forward, devant, en avant. It moves backward, en arrière. Its arms, ses bras. Its arms move upward, en haut. Its arms move downward, en bas. Sideways, forward, backward, upward, downward. Et répétez après moi. The robot moves sideways. It moves forward. It moves backward. Its arms move upward. Its arms move downward. Des adjectifs à revoir qui peuvent bien sûr avoir avec des personnes aussi. Pensez à tous vos amis. He's intelligent. Il est intelligent. Ou bien, she's intelligent. He's smart. Il est intelligent, il est éveillé. She's smart. En parlant du robot, that robot is amazing. Amazing. Incroyable. That robot is wonderful. Merveilleux. Fascinating. Fascinant. Intelligent. Smart. Amazing. Incroyable. Wonderful. Merveilleux. Fascinating. Fascinant. Revoyons encore certaines formes. Its body is square. Son corps est carré. Its body is heavy. Lourd. Its shape is round. Sa forme est ronde. Its color is silver and black. Silver, argenté. Black. Noir. Its hands are long. Its hands are small. Square. Heavy. Lourd. Round. Rond. Silver. Argenté. Black. Long. Small. Quand il s'agit de la négation, dans le cas où il n'y a pas de, there is no, il n'y a pas de tête, there's no head, there are no hands, there are no feet, there are no legs. C'est plus simple de dire ça que de dire it does not have any head, it does not have any hands, it does not have any legs. Il est plus simple de dire « It has no head, it has no hands, it has no legs. » Et voilà, c'était la première partie de cette leçon numéro 45. That's it for the first part of our lesson number 45. Dans quelques instants, nous nous retrouverons de nouveau avec Martin Lerner dans cette usine de robots, The Robot Factory, et nous continuerons à les décrire. Restez à l'écoute, stay with us. Puisque nous n'avons pas encore de documents écrits disponibles à vous envoyer, nous vous conseillons si possible d'enregistrer ces émissions. Un grand merci à tous ceux qui écoutent régulièrement English USA. Thank you for listening. Et je vous remercie aussi pour vos lettres. Thank you for your letters. Nous nous retrouvons à l'usine de robots avec Martin Lerner et Bernice. Ils continuent de parler de robots et vont aussi leur parler aux robots, c'est-à-dire parce que certains de ceux-là parlent.
These robots are very interesting, Bernice. Do any robots talk?
This one is voice activated and it talks.
What does voice activated mean?
You can talk to it.
What can I talk about?
You can tell it the work to do. Look. Charlie, clean forward. Charlie, clean backward. Tell it to stop.
Stop.
Speak firmly.
Charlie, stop. That's amazing. Wonderful.
I love Charlie.
Why do you call the robot Charlie?
Charlie is my husband's name.
I see.
Charlie speaks three sentences. Listen.
Turn me off. Turn me off. Turn me off.
What else does he say?
Listen.
I am empty. I am empty. I am empty.
That's enough, Charlie. Don't you love Charlie?
He's fascinating. Are there more robots?
Yes, we make six robots. Come see the other robots. Martin, this is Sandy Costner. He works on this robot.
Hi. What does this robot do?
She folds boxes.
She? Why she?
She's a good worker. She's smart. She's not very big.
What is her name?
Name? She doesn't have a name.
I met Charlie a few minutes ago.
I see.
She's not very intelligent. She's simple. She moves this way, then she moves that way. That's it. But look at this robot.
This robot is new.
What does it do?
It paints.
It has six arms.
And it has fingers.
It paints the outside, then it paints the inside. Then it puts a label outside.
What does it paint?
Anything. It can paint square things or round things. It can paint small things or big things.
That's amazing.
En anglais, l'adjectif, c'est-à-dire le mot descriptif, se place devant le mot qu'il décrit. Par exemple, pour le mot worker, l'adjectif good worker. Écoutez bien Martin Lerner, il dira le nom tout seul et ensuite avec l'adjectif, c'est-à-dire le mot descriptif.
Hands, small hands. Holes, tiny holes. Robot, next robot. Worker, good worker. Things, square things.
It's over. C'est fini. That's it for lesson number 45 of English USA. Vous avez appris à décrire des objets, en l'occurrence des robots, robots, qui en fait ne sont pas très différents de nous, êtres humains. C'était juste un exercice en description, an exercise in description. Continuez de vous exercer à décrire les gens et les objets familiers. Practice hard. Until next time. Goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique. 24h sur 24, VOA Afrique. Restez branchés sur le monde avec VOA Afrique.
Still so lonely in the night.